This is Ozarks at Large. Since Bentonville schools closed to in-person instruction in mid-March, Superintendent Debbie Jones says she and her staff have been discussing what the new school year will look like in the fall.
We've been long in the planning and really just watching the environment, watching how the pandemic spreads and how our community is responding and trying to make plans appropriately. And, of course, we're going to follow the restrictions that the governor and the Arkansas Department of Health shares. And so all of this is subject to some of their restrictions, but we recognize it's a different time.
Jones says the school district sent 10,000 Chromebooks home with their K through 6th grade students, in addition to the Chromebooks that already go home with students in grades 7 through 12. That means district-wide, 18,000 students have been exposed to the experience of digital learning from home in the last 2 months.
And the district for the last 2 years has offered 100% virtual for grades 5 through 12. And so it's not a new experience for us. We learned a lot of lessons in the development of virtual school, and those paid off. Given the situation, we are going to expand the offerings for students in grades K through 4.
Jones says most parents and students will likely feel ready to return to school in the fall, and the district will take the appropriate safety measures for that to happen. But they also realize that some parents and students have had a great experience with virtual learning these past few weeks and will want to continue that format in the fall. Or they may just not be ready to return to sitting with large groups of people.
And we realized through our study early on when we opened our 100% virtual that there are characteristics students need to be successful. They need to be independent learners. They need to be students who have effective time management. They need to be motivated. And they need to possess a good study environment with high-quality internet service.
When they expand virtual learning opportunities to the elementary school grades come August, Jones says they realize those students may not have strong reading or early math skills.
And so for the early elementary grades, they will need to have strong support from parents at home or strong support from adults at home as they develop those fundamental skills.
About 170 students in the district have been using the virtual learning format since the district started offering it. Jones says from emails she has received from parents after letting them know about the expansion of the program to younger grades, she anticipates 10% or fewer will choose to learn from home.
Our teachers and our administrators and technology did exceptionally well. I would put them up against anyone in the country. It could not have gone more smoothly. But people miss the face-to-face. Many people, even in business and work, are growing Zoom-weary, and they're ready to see people again. And students are no different. They're ready to see their friends and their teachers.
Jones says the district had a mostly successful transition to virtual learning when the governor ordered an end to in-person instruction because they've invested in getting a Chromebook for every student and already had a robust technology department that could assist both teachers and parents with training and troubleshooting.
And they charted their numbers. Like, they know how many questions they had. They knew how long it took to resolve. They were down to 6 seconds to resolve a parent issue. If a student's charger broke, we had a drive-through service for them to pick up another. It was a team effort to pull it off. And bottom line, and this is always the bottom line, we have highly qualified, loving teachers.
The last day of school for Bentonville students is May 26th. Jones says there's still a lot that can happen with the pandemic situation between now and when students are scheduled to return to school in August, so the district will be paying attention and will make adjustments if necessary.